This podcast is brought to you by Merck Schering Plough Pharmaceuticals, maker of Vytorin. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit Vytorin.com. This is Discovery News. I'm Will Johnson. Well, 1,800 million years ago, Michigan was battered by a rain of molten debris and a mega tsunami from what is being recognized as the second largest known impact in Earth's history. Here to tell us more about it is Discovery News' Larry O'Hanlon. Larry, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Will.
Well, the update on this story, first of all, for those of us who did not know about this this impact, it's pretty interesting. But also there's new news about what actually might have caused it for those who do know about it.
Oh, yeah. It's called the Sudbury impact. It's actually in southern Ontario is where the impact occurred. Of course, it wasn't in Ontario back 1,800 million years ago, which is another way of saying 1.8 billion years ago. What these researchers have found in Michigan, in northern Michigan, is they've drilled down and found rocks that were some of the that show the stuff that splashed out of this impact, which is was the second biggest on Earth that has been identified. This crater, it's not something you can see from space because it's so very old. The Earth has kind of hidden a lot of the details. We can't see it. In fact, it's even squished it, and it's not round anymore. It's kind of oval now because of all the time it's gone by and changes in the crust. But what they found in Michigan were, when they drilled down, is signs of tsunamis that were sent out by this incredible 20-kilometer-sized mountain that struck Earth at this time, because it probably was an ocean that it hit, as well as tear-shaped droplets of rock that are inside of the rocks that they dug up. These were rocks. This was actually molten rock that was flying through the air at the time of the impact and solidified in these teardrop shapes and then got reworked and mushed around in the ocean, in the ancient ocean, and buried and turned into the rock. But you can still see those teardrop shapes. So it's a real telltale sign of something very unusual happening that had to involve molten rock flying through the air. There's not too many things that'll do that except a big, huge impact.
All right, so what do we think caused this was this impact?
Well, it hadn't been clear in the past whether it was a comet or an asteroid. Those are the two things that are flying around our solar system that are likely to do that.
And what's the difference between
those? Okay, yeah, good question. A comet is usually described as a dirty snowball, so it's a lot of ice and frozen methane, other things that are really not, you would think, wouldn't make it through our atmosphere very well. Whereas asteroids come in a whole family of things. They can be metal, very heavy, dense things, or they can be more like granite. They can be a variety of any kind of rock you can imagine. That's so what asteroids are. Obviously, they are a lot heavier, and you'd rather be hit by a snowball than by a chunk of rock.
All right, so now the thinking is that it was an asteroid that came along 1,800 million years ago and landed in what you say was Ontario near Michigan.
Yeah, and the evidence for that is what we also hear about in the Chicxulub impact 65 million years ago, the one that is often referred to with the dinosaurs.
And is that the number one impact?
No, that's actually much smaller. Chicxulub is much smaller.
Okay.
That's a good point. The largest is actually in South Africa. About 300 kilometers across, but Chicxulub is actually pretty small by comparison. What enabled scientists to identify it as an asteroid was it left a layer of iridium, which is a very rare element. It left a layer all over the place, right at that same time in rocks all over the Earth. So it turns out the Sudbury crater also left some iridium, and that's pretty much a marker for an asteroid doing it, because it involves, that's something you'd find in rock and not necessarily in a comet.
Okay, so new research, they've been out there looking at the ground and taking specimens, and they've found this iridium, and so they're now assuming that, or suggesting that it was indeed an asteroid.
Yeah, and that plus the fact that there was this this massive tsunami, actually a whole train of tsunamis, just like dropping a big rock in a pond, except, of course, the rock was way bigger, the pond was bigger, and it was sending, it was just washing and remixing and churning everything on the seafloor as it was going.
It sounds like the kind of event we don't want to have happen anytime soon.
Nope, and at the time this happened, of course, there were only single-cell organisms on Earth. It was a long, long time ago, and one of the things some of the researchers are looking into is maybe this had some effect on, maybe it sent up a cloud of dust or steam or something and slowed down photosynthesis in the oceans. It may have had global effects. They just don't know.
Interesting. All right. Well, Discovery News' Larry O'Hanlon, and we appreciate your telling us about it.
Thanks very much, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.